Coach, you got another kid moving on to play a little college football, and Carson has been so good for you for the last 4 years, hasn't he?
He has. You know, it's exciting for him, and he loves the game. And I think, again, like we've talked before, when they are going to go in one sport in college, they got a lot of upside, and he just plays to stay wrestling, and, you know, he's just got a great work ethic, and I think it's a great fit where he's going.
That, yeah, boy, that kid's been tougher than nails for you. Put him on the field anywhere, couldn't he?
He did. You know, he's played some running back for us, D end as a sophomore, and, you know, most of the teams had run away from him. So we decided we're going to move him to linebacker his junior year. And, you know, he's probably a better fit at a D end, but he didn't complain. And he has a lot of we in him. And that's something that, you know, makes you really proud as a coach. Very unselfish kid. He was our fullback his junior year, and we moved him to guard this year just to better our team. And, again, you know, he was all about what was best. That's just the kind of kid he is.
So gut feeling when they get him into college and everything, where do you think they'll put him at?
I'm assuming defensive end, just because of his stature. You know, he's 6'2". I think he's still growing a little bit, and he's got great hands, good footwork. Wrestling's helped him there a lot, and track, he really improved. As you know, he went through a lot of adversity through some injuries, a bad car wreck. So, you know, I just feel this has been the first year he's really been healthy, and I think it's going to be exciting to – you know, see where he's at, because physically he's getting a lot stronger as well right now.
Well, you're going to have your work cut out trying to get to some of these games on Saturdays, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's a good thing. Yeah. It's a good thing.
Haven't had a chance to talk to you about your schedule. The schedule came out a couple of weeks ago, and I know we talked kind of briefly. It kind of changed for you for next year, didn't it?
It did. You know, the new setup in Class D with three divisions has give you a 9-week schedule. And we got a very, very competitive schedule. Some teams we haven't played for a while. We played some of them when I was here at first. North Platte St. Pat's is a new one. But it's exciting, you know, and I think we've got great opportunity to be successful. We are graduating 9 seniors, but, you know, I think our young kids, these kids have set examples for them, and we'll have 5 seniors next year coming up that have, you know, been in practice with a team that is 10-1 this year. So it's exciting.
Yeah. Yep. Another group going through, and you'll get after them in the summertime, hitting the weights and get ready for next fall season, right?
Exactly. You know, I hope they do what they need to do then. We've talked about that a lot. That and participating in 3 sports throughout the year really gives the kids a better opportunity to be successful in their other sports.